From Spark and Anvil and Growforge, this is Drip, in Chapter 1 of the Growforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Drip is a careful newt kid in a chunky garden vest, a small watering can on his belt, and a little card in his pocket. He is forever pressing a finger into the soil, focused on how the dirt feels. Water is the patient teacher, Drip likes to say. Don't drown the thirsty. That's his whole craft. Water plus irrigation. The trick of watering plants only when they need it, not just when you feel like it. Most houseplants die from too much water, he explains. Roots sit in soggy dirt and rot. Kids think more water means more love, but Drip knows the truth is the right water means the right love. His trick is the finger test. Poke a finger an inch into the soil. Wet? Don't water. Damp? Wait. Dry? Give it a good deep drink. That's listening to the plant, Drip says, instead of following a schedule that kills more plants than it saves. It had been a busy week in the windowsill garden. Tiny green sprouts poked up, the lettuce and carrots from Tuck's planting, growing fast. And Pot was very proud of them. Pot had been watering his plants every single day. That's what you do with gardens, he told Sprig. You give them water. He loved watching it soak into the soil. It made him feel like a real gardener. There is a special pull to doing more for something you love. Watering it, checking it, fussing over it. Pot felt that pull every morning, watering can already in hand. It felt like caring. It felt like the most caring thing he could do. One sunny morning, Drip came to visit, walking slowly around the windowsill, studying each pot. Pot was just reaching for his watering can to give the lettuce its morning drink. Drip knelt beside the lettuce and, instead of his own watering can, pressed a finger an inch into the soil. He closed his eyes, feeling it, then pulled his finger out and looked. Wet, Drip said calmly. Way too wet, Pot. Don't water today. Pot frowned and held his watering can tight. But they look fine. See? Green and happy.
They look fine right now, Drip agreed gently. But if we keep watering like this, their roots will rot. In a few days, the leaves turn yellow, and then you'll think they need more water and add more, and they'll die. Pot's eyes went wide, and his watering can nearly slipped. Die? A cold shiver went through him. He loved these plants, after all the work he and Tuck had done. Roots need air to breathe, Drip said. Always wet soil has no air. It's like holding your breath too long. Then he taught the patient way. Stop watering for 2 days, and let the soil go from soaking to just damp. Not wet, not bone dry. Just a little damp. Then water it well, a deep drink until a few drops run out the bottom, so you know the roots got a full drink. And then, Pot asked, then we wait again, 2 days, or 3, or 4, and we feel the soil every single time before we pour. The plant is teaching us. We just listen, with our finger. Pot put down his watering can and pressed his own finger into the cool, squishy soil. It's really wet, he mumbled. Sprig smiled from the doorway. That's Drip's big rule. The right amount of water is more love than more water. The hardest part is the waiting. So Pot waited. For 2 whole days, his hand kept reaching for the can, and each time he remembered, they might die. On the 3rd morning, he pressed his finger in. Not squishy, not dry, just damp. Damp. It's damp, Drip. Drip checked, nodded. And Pot poured a slow, deep drink and watched a few drops fall from the bottom, feeling a brand new kind of pride. Not about watering, but about listening.
So doing more wasn't helping them at all, Pot said slowly. It was almost hurting them.
The right amount is the real skill, Drip said. And it's the same for food, for attention, for taking care of animals, matching what's needed, not piling on more. And when Pot finally stopped worrying and just waited, then knelt to feel that cool, damp soil under his finger, something in his chest went quiet and easy. The rushing feeling was gone. In its place was a calm, steady kind of care. The warm, patient feeling of really listening to something you love and trusting it to tell you what it needs. That quiet, unhurried, listening kind of care, so much easier than the anxious overdoing, was to drip the whole gift of the patient water.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to DRIP. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.